Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom, or the smelly bottom, of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home, and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks.
Have
of
you
stuff.
Heard of crystal?
I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're.
Well, should we give her some advice on how to be more confident?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead.
Hello, welcome to the show, and I'm Claire Cares, and I'm very into the metaphysical.
And I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, not into the metaphysical. If it's fairies or positivity you're after, then I'm not your man. Joining us today is...
Hey, guys, that's me, Ray.
Ray.
From Australia, yeah.
And your stage name is...
I've flown over from Australia, and I'm doing a show. My stage name's Boomeray.
Boomeray.
Yes.
Lovely. It's got a lovely zing to it. Yeah. Very zingy. So your stage name is Boomeray, yes, and Boomeray. Your show's called Mr. Boomeray.
No, Boomeray, I'm back again.
Oh, lovely.
I do like it when we get some artists on the show.
Yes. And, thanks for having me on.
It's interesting that you came over because you're actually from, is it Australia or
yes,
New Zealand?
Yes, Australia. Flew over doing a big show at the Sherwood Arms.
You hope.
Yeah, the big show at the Sherwood Arms.
That's a pub, is it?
It's a hotel pub, yeah. Theatre.
And what sort of show is it?
Stand-up comedy.
Can I just say you don't sound Australian, Ray?
I put on a voice for the show. Boomeray's got a voice. Sounds right. more relatable.
Give us a tickle of it.
It's like, hey, I'm Boomeray.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just to sort of capitalise on the Australian market.
Now, your show's not for
market.
2 months, so yeah. You flew over just to do this podcast, didn't you?
Well, just to drum up a bit of promotion and press before the show.
On this podcast, yeah?
Yes. Okay, well. You guys were the only ones that responded to my email.
Right.
Who else did you email?
I through a process of elimination, I just started randomly selecting email addresses.
Okay.
So it's hard to really keep track of who I emailed.
Did you try BBC Oxford or BBC Surrey?
Yeah, that
BBC
would have been
Kent?
Pretty early on because you start with all the A's and then I go all B's.
Right.
And then sort of B, 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 C, you know, want to change B, 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 D.
Well, how lovely of us to have you on.
Well, it's lovely. It's fascinating. You know, when did you, I'm fascinated by this. When do comedians realise they're funny?
Or not, as the case may be.
Well, I remember being funny. Boomeray came up to, the idea of Boomeray came up because people kept going, saying to me, fuck off, Ray.
Mm.
And I said, I'll come back. Yeah. And I just came back, just kept coming back.
It'd be like Arnie's catchphrase, I'll be back, but more like, I'll come back, actually.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Almost kind of like Arnie, yeah. Mm.
But more a bit more chill.
Yeah.
I wonder if we can patent an idea where Arnold Schwarzenegger is actually printed on a boomerang.
Oh.
I love that.
I love that.
I'm having that. Can I have that?
You can have that, but it really is interesting to one man only, and that is Boomeray. Not Arnold, certainly.
Yes.
Very niche.
The boomerangs a traditional traditional indigenous weapon in Australia. So
weapon
still used today, up to today.
Not Australian for playtime? System.
No, just for hunting and shopping and... Mm. And, shopping.
And, how do you shop with a boomerang?
You aim mm-hmm. it at the item you want, throw it at the item you want. And
a mango, et cetera.
A mango, perfect example.
Perfect.
And you grab the mango with the boomerang on the way through and it returns to your hands.
Wow. I've never been to Australia.
Yeah.
No.
I'm starting to build a picture there.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a bit different over there. Different
do you have online shopping?
Online shopping, there's one site. It's just a candle shop. That's the only online shopping available in Australia at the moment.
Okay.
So you can sometimes order something off them and then ring them and say,
is that because there's no electricity? Or is it just candles because there's no?
No, they painted in every .com.au website.
So where do you go if you want a Hoover?
They got every .com. You have to go to the store, but the only people doing online stuff is
there's just the candles. Candle.
More, yeah, it's called the Australian Candle Shop.
So it's more of a sense of community, I guess. You know, you're out and about, you're shaking hands, you're
everyone knows everyone. You know, everyone sort of pitches in with each other's jobs. I drive the school bus.
A real sense of community and danger.
Why is your bottom so dirty? Solve it with a tablet.
Or hug a tree.
Being a comedian, do you find people often try and make you laugh when they first meet you?
People always coming up and telling boomerang jokes. And quite frankly, I like it.
What's the best boomerang joke that you've heard?
The best boomerang joke I've ever heard. You put me on the spot now. So
if I gave you a boomerang joke now, would you give it back to me?
Oh, very nice. What's the returns on that? Callback. What about a callback?
Like that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we call them, boomerangs in Australia, the callbacks. But they're great. You know, you mentioned something at the beginning of you said you're going into a shop, there's the annoying person, and then later on.
Yeah.
Who's popping in?
I've just written a boomerang joke.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I saw you with your boyfriend today, more like Boomer Gay. Oh.
Yeah.
I was...
Don't really get it that much either, really.
Yeah, no, it's got tones of homophobia, and that's not why I
intended. It doesn't... It's difficult to analyse whether it is homophobic or not.
Yeah, I don't... Can I say that it's not my intention to ever be homophobic, and I'm actually a big fan of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Ray, why do you think your arsehole smells?
I was personally not aware that my arsehole.
Okay.
Really smelled.
You know, stop. I haven't got time for this. I've not got time.
The big show.
You stink.
The show it up.
Okay. There's a huge smell, and it entered the room alongside you. And it's not going away. It's not like your boomerang. If it is going away, it's coming back, it's coming back, it's coming back. Okay. So can we just cut to the chase? You stink.
He's had a very difficult time.
I've flown all the way over here from Australia, and
well, that was at your own. That was at your own behest. Yeah. And Dr. Benjamin Jones, he
got
really
chased out of Australia, probably.
No,
don't chase me. Oh dear, he's right. He is. To be fair to my colleague here, colleague and friend, should I say?
Okay.
He's absolutely right. There's a whiff and a stink, and it's coming from your ring.
Just admit it, man.
I mean, Maybe there's a small possibility that I actually do stink. And I stink so bad that I've become accustomed to it myself and going through everyday life like
thank
this.
You.
I there we go.
Thank
a bit of progress. A bit of light
I
in the cracks.
How much I stink.
Thank
and,
you.
And this stench has just become what most people would find disgusting, but I find it quite normal because I've just been surrounded by this stench.
Ray.
That is me.
Well done. You've done the first step here.
Jeez, I appreciate that. I like you a little bit more now.
How are we going to clean up this absolute guttural whiff? Jingly, jingly, listen. Let's get to the bottom of it. That's what we do on the podcast. That we get to the bottom of the bottom. Should that be a new
stink? Well, I think we've more or less already got that.
Very dismissive, Dr. Benjamin. The look he gave me then was actually very dismissive. I'm starting to think... My bottom's going to stink in a minute.
Sorry, Claire, guys. I was just thinking about the pork dumplings I'm going to have in a few hours. Why? Do you have any ideas why you think you smell?
Hmm.
Your bottom smells?
Upper area
is fine, by the way.
I mean, you guys are the experts here.
Well, yeah, I'm looking you up, I'm looking you down, I'm looking you all around, and I think it really could be a case of quite a lot of stuff here.
Hmm.
How thick is the forest to cut down, you know?
Hmm. Yeah. You seem very... you seem sort of very, you're quite relaxed. Mm. It's like you've not noticed all the damage that's been building up.
Mm.
And now the damage has got so big.
I'm entrenched in the stench.
Are you a surf dude?
I'm a surf.
Yeah, you're a surf dude?
It's a boomerang surfs. Yeah.
And do you partake in the doobies?
Yeah, I mean, I have
had some
have
today.
In the past.
Some this morning? Did you have any with breakfast?
I mean, maybe a little bit. But...
Mm. Okay. Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Let's talk about why you've decided to come all the way to the other side of the world from Australia.
Yes.
What's going on in Australia that you're so desperate to run away from? Okay.
Mm.
When we think we're getting to the closer to the point of the action, we will hum.
Well, yeah, my last few days in Australia are pretty normal. I mean, I dropped my wife off.
Wife?
Yeah, yeah. She couldn't come over with me. She said she
divorced.
She has to stay with her friend. She's staying with her friend Tony at the moment.
Mm. Tony?
He's a really good guy, really nice guy. She always raves on about him. He's so. Yeah,
is he your friend as well, or?
I don't really know him that well. They sort of hang out together most of the time by themselves. Sometimes I go over, but they're such good friends. Like, they'll just sort of go into his room and shut the door, and I won't, you know, I'll just be sitting out watching TV and I'll just hear him, and I'll hear her like sort of scream. It sounds like sometimes, but they're just having fun. And, so.
Nice to have a happy wife, isn't it?
Yeah. Tony
keeps
her
happy.
He does keep her happy. So. So she's with him at the moment, and she said to me, you know, follow your dreams, go over. That's why she's quite supportive.
She encouraged it.
She's a very good wife. She's quite supportive. She's like, I'll stay with Tony, you know, I'll stay. And I said, where are you going to stay? He's got a one bedroom place. She goes, I'll sleep in his bed. Like, I'll just, and I'm like, that's the kind of sacrifices she'd make for me.
Yeah, that's lovely.
And so she said, just go. And I said, I can't afford to go. And she goes, I'll pay for the fucking ticket. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll pay for the fucking ticket.
Well, she really believes in your comedy, huh?
Yeah. And then so she flew, interesting route. Interesting. She got me a cheap ticket. China Air had to fly via China.
Mm hmm.
Back to Costa Rica, then back to Sydney again for some reason, then over to Singapore, 4-day layover in Singapore.
Ray, can I just stop you for a second? I'm not sure if you've noticed this, but you are just naming countries now. You've flown over from Australia and you've got a very supportive wife.
Yes.
When did you first notice your arsehole stinks?
I think this is what we're trying to get to the bottom of.
You know,
of
I'm saying
solve.
China again a lot. We've moved away from the countries.
I'm not sure when my bottom started to stink, really. I'm trying to stop saying China. I'm thinking of all the possibilities, and I can't really think of any. So I mean, I don't know.
Did you have a nice trip?
It was pretty good, yeah.
It can't be that.
Mm.
Yeah, because sometimes when I travel, I get a bit of a stinky year we've been through, haven't we?
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So,
I tell you, since I've come over here, though, I have got the bug.
Okay, you know, the acting
got the
bug
for the city.
E. coli.
Oh dear, right.
I thought it was the acting bug.
No, E. coli, I got it on the plane, yeah.
I was going to say I went to see a wonderful performance of The Forest Animals last night, and it was done by professional actors.
Did you?
Yes, last night. The Forest Animals is a local do, and it was a wonderful piece with professional actors. It's very good.
And what happens?
Well, so it's adult men and women playing different farmyard and woodland animals. So you had a pig in there, you had a horse, I believe, and a donkey, which I thought was interesting because...
Was it a little donkey?
It was a medium-sized monkey. Okay. But it was interesting because I thought you'd have a horse or a donkey, but they went for both.
I often wonder what happened to the animal actors, you know? In the 90s, a lot of animal actors.
Yes, you're Free Willy.
Milo and Otis, Free Willy.
You're Lassie.
Beethoven.
Alvin the Chipmunk.
And Babe. And they're all out of work now.
Yeah, I think definitely Pixar has definitely
out of work.
Reduced the work for the animal actors.
Well, and make it worse, even in this play, they can't get a role. They've got the humans.
But if I was a dog, if I was a dog or an elephant or a cat, I don't think I'd have a burning desire to act. Well, we're certainly covering it all here on Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty? Call in if you've ever wanted to be an animal actor yourself.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Fix your stinking bumhole with paracetamol.
So, you're in Australia. How's the career going over there?
Fantastic over there. I mean, I don't know if news has spread over here, but I'm pretty big over there.
So why would you do a little old rundown pop in the UK?
Sherwood Arms, just a little bit of a low key gig for the fans, really. Yeah. That one, you know, a bit of a unadvertised.
Well, you have advertised it.
Well, we've got to get someone in there.
So how many people do you think you'll see there for your show?
Well, first we've got to get the pub on board.
Right.
And once we get them on board, then we can start answering questions like that one that you just asked.
Do you ever think you might be a bit of a fantasist, Ray?
No, I love everyone equally.
Would you say that you're going to lose money hand over fist?
Well, you see, my wife paid for my flight over
Such
here.
Such a lovely, supportive wife.
Would you say she's going to lose money hand over fist?
No, because Tony's got a great job. And
you are very lucky to have your wife and Tony. Mm.
I don't really know Tony that well, I suppose, but I've missed we couldn't afford the groceries for our kids. He came over and he shared everyone a meal one time.
You've got kids.
The kids, though, call him dad. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think. You know, obviously, it's great that sort of your wife's so supportive, and obviously Tony's such a good guy. But does it get in the way of your relationship that they're fucking?
I think you misunderstood what I was saying there, Doctor.
Well, from Claire's point of view,
they're good friends. They're very good friends. And
sorry, are you? Are you saying you didn't realise that they're in a sexual relationship? I just presumed you were in an open relationship.
No. I'm not in an open relationship and they're not having sex. I mean, she just goes to his house 5 to 6 nights a week when we're back home and stays in his room. And I sort of stay at our place. Ooh. And when Tony comes over and stays one night a week, I stay on the couch. So, yeah, they're just they're friends. I've been there where they've been hanging out, and like we've been in that room next door.
What just wrecked the psych?
Psychology.
Okay, so Boomeray, if I may call your stage name, just to distance emotionally, because what we're going through here is very tough because you just find out your wife is a cheating slit. Now.
No, then.
Yes, because. Oh,
face up to the facts, man. Your asshole stinks because of Tony.
No, Tony's.
It's clear cut. It's clear as day.
It's clear as a bell whistle.
The only thing that's clear as day to me is that Tony is a good, supportive man that my wife and
okay, new idea. We're going to focus really you like a child on a it's called a distraction technique. Dr. Benjamin Jones, I'm leaning into science here. And okay. We're going to get you a new wife on on a game show that we like to play, that I've just made up now, called New Life, New Wife.
Soon to be available in Blockbusters.
Yeah, right, yeah.
New.
It's kind of like when my wife said at home said we should...
she's dead to you now.
We should go on that show Wife Swap, she said.
Oh.
Okay.
And Tony.
With Tony, right.
Yeah.
I
but then Tony doesn't have a wife, so she just went to his house. And
so
Boomeray is
left out in the cold.
I suppose it was a fair swap because I didn't have it. He didn't have anything, so I didn't have anyone. So it was like what it's like to be him.
You were living the life of Tony.
Yeah, what it's kind of like to be like him.
All seems very fair to me, stink bottom.
Yeah.
So the kind of woman that we're going to set you up with, we're going to ask people to tweet and meme themselves in. Is that a thing, Dr. Benjamin Jones?
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, women come in all different shapes and sizes.
Some disgusting sizes.
Oh, that's
horrible.
You are
That's horrible.
Team Tony over here.
Right.
Team Tony.
Team Tony. Do you know what? We're not going to set you up with a new wife because, to be fair, you're a misogynistic pig. And I was just going to say we love women of all different types and personalities.
Yeah,
and it's not what's on the outside. It's
actually
what's in the inside that counts.
The nice sizes.
Yeah.
From the nice sizes all the way to the disgusting sizes, I like them.
It's what's on the inside that counts. And what's inside is Tony. Inside your wife's vagina. Deal with it.
You, Benjamin Jones.
Benjamin Jones.
Another case cleared. And we say good luck to Tony and his new wife. And we wish you every happiness. And don't go and see Boomeray's show at a falling down hotel pub that probably won't accept you in anyway, because they are as judgmental as you, hopefully.
And if you did want to see
it. Didn't say the name. It's at the Sherwood Arms also. Thanks for the...
What date is it?
8 p.m. TBC.
Right.
Well, we will make sure this podcast goes out after the date.
To be confirmed.
Yes.
Or not at all.
To be confirmed.
And why don't you check out my blog? Well, it looks like we've wasted your time and ours today, and tune in next week when hopefully we'll have a better guest for you. Dr. Benjamin Jones, can I just say, I don't think it works when the guests approach us to come on. I think we have to do the running because it's just a smack of desperation.
I think we should try and get Tony on.
Oh,
we get Tony and Linda. Is that her name, Linda? Or did I make that up?
Don't talk to him.
Tony and Linda on, and we say, "What's it right? The behind the Boomeray."
I bet Tony won't come on because I bet his arsehole doesn't smell.
Coming right back at you.
Oh, I bet they smell.
Come along, check the website for details. Sherwood Arms Hotel.
Muttering little slime.
Dr. Benjamin Jones, may I compliment you on your radio presenting style, which today has been absolutely superb.
Okay,
thank you, Claire Cares.
Claire Cares, may I compliment you on your shape-shifting ability. Today you moved over to the side of science, and it was very much appreciated by Dr. Benjamin Jones.
And that will be the last time that I do it. Okay, and I've got a Reiki healer appointment at 3 p.m, so mustache. I've spluttered all over the microphones today. Someone's going to have to clear that up.
And I'll be busy at 3, eating some pork dumplings.
Quick question for you, Dr. Benjamin Jones, before we go.
Thank you.
A riddle? Yes, please. Would you prefer a pork dumpling?
Okay.
Or a chicken skewer?
Today, a pork dumpling.
Tomorrow?
Chicken skewer.
Lovely stuff. And that's the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you if you haven't listened, or if you have, I hope you've learned something today.
Hold up. What was that?
Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.